Okay, just a few things, because two people asked me if when we're learning the Rabbanon, does it have the chaymer of that we spoke about that chalila a person won't have tchias mesim. Now that I don't know, but I just want to say one more thing, that the Gemara says one of the things that happens by ribbis is nechasim nismaititim. Nechasim nismaitit means a person will lose their assets. Unfortunately, if a person is engaging in ribbis. Now, do you say that by the Rabbanans?
You only lose them the Rabbanans.
I'm sorry?
You only lose them the
Rabbanans. You only lose the Rabbanans. Right. So, you have... I just want to point out the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara said that Rav Mari... I'm not going to be able to go into exactly what Rav Mari was trying to do, but Rav Mari had a heter. Rav Mari had a heter to engage in a practice, a monetary practice, that was seemingly ribbis. And the Gemara says that Rav Mari lost his money. So he said, what do you mean? It's mutter, isn't it? So he said, no, your cheshbon was wrong. It's aser. And many of the Rishayim, Taisis, and many of the Rishayim learned that what he was doing was derabanan. It was derabanan, and it was definitely not amazed. He held it was mutter. And the Gemara says that he still lost his money. That's the chaymer of the issim of derabanan. And I just want to explain something, because a few people asked me this. I'm not going to take too much time, because this could be a whole nother session. But I would be remiss if I don't explain this. What ribbis is, because the Gemara really refers to ribbis as a form of gzela, which is hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around. It's so much the core part of our basic economy is lending. We're ribbis. How could it be? What's the problem? These are two willing partners, right? Almost when you learn Chayshim Mishpat, the laws of Chayshim Mishpat, you learn Hashem Mechina, Hashem Sachar, yes, this obligation, the two sides can come together and they can make their own obligations. You have a Shoyal. A Shoyal's Chayiv Vakol. Let's say he says, I don't want to be Chayiv. And the two sides agree, they can agree whatever they want. But Ribbis is an exception. Ribbis, you cannot agree to say, I'll charge you Ribbis, even though it's two people. This is what they want to do. The Gemara explains. I'm just going to explain this quickly, and then we'll start our sukkah. When you have a sale, there's a few different type of transactions. When you have a sale, a mekach u'memker, so I give money, and in lieu of the money, I take an item. So I gave up money, and I get an item. Both people, in a certain sense, came out with a fair result. There's a certain equality. I give money, and I get the item. He got money, and he loses the item. And that was the agreement we had. When you have schirus, rentals, so it's a similar type of concept. But instead of buying the car permanently, I'm renting it. So it's the maskir's car, and I'm paying money to use his car. So Chazal see, the Torah sees this, as also a fair exchange. You understand? He's giving up the use of his car in lieu of you giving him money. When we look at ribbis, when we look at lending, it has a whole different surah, and the Torah says it is a form of stealing. Now, why is it a form of stealing? I'm giving you my money, and I give you my car, and I charge you for it. I give you my money, and I charge for it. Sounds fair, but it's not fair. And the reason is because when you give the money, the Gemara says, the money is lahitzanitnu. The money belongs no longer to the malve, it belongs to the lender. Okay? Now, the lender has money, and then, I'm sorry? There's a borrower, I'm sorry, so I'm going to call a malva and a loiva, it'll just be easier. Yeah, a malva and a loiva. So the malva has money, and he's lending money, and then the borrower, thank you, the receiver, it's his money. Now what's he paying for? He's paying on his own money. And the Torah says that's called chisumois. Chisumois, there's money missing here. I'm paying money on my money. And that was the agreement. But it's inherently unfair. It's an inherent liability to the loiva. The loiva is getting ripped off because the money's his and he's paying money. It's a soft form of extortion, which means you, as long as, that's a good question, it has to be called ribbis, and the Gemara says, once we call ribbis, you don't even have to have an isik zela. And by goyim, they will matter, but it's a fair point. But the Gemara says, by yidden, it's a form of zela. It's a form of soft extortion. Until you pay me back, you have to keep on paying me. What are you paying me for? You don't have anything of mine. You don't have my shovel. You don't have my car. You're not giving me your car, right? you give me a car, so this is exchange. Car over here, right? But over here, I get money, and as long as they hold the money, I keep on paying. So it's mechaser mois, and it just keeps, the Gemara says it's nothing, it's neishech, it keeps on eating them up, and it's a form of gzela, and the Torah, even when both sides agree to do it, the Torah does not tolerate it, and there's no way to waive that. Okay, now, we're not, that's the general, just wanted to explain, to get that out of the way. Now, we're going to start Ma'ivra Abaisai with the Mishnah on, again, we're learning Psika, and it's important to keep cheshbon. Psika means, a lekeach comes, he wants to buy an item, in the Gemara, which, and the Gemara is almost always agricultural based, so it's talking about agriculture, but there's no different. He over here, he wants to buy a bushel of wheat, but if you want to buy furniture, it'll be the same thing. The lekeach, the person who's buying it, he fronts money, which means he pays money. When we say front, meaning he's paying money early because he's not getting, he's advancing the money. He is a malva. He has a tzura, a form of a malva. Why is he a malva? Because he's giving money and not receiving anything in advance. And not receiving anything on the spot. So he's lending money. So the lekeach equals malva. And the meicher, he is a loiva. He's receiving money. So what does he have? He has his goods and he has his money. Why does he have his money if he still has his goods? He borrowed money. That's how Chazal look at it. Okay, now really, it's a sale. It's not derech halva. It's derech mekach memker. And the only derech halva is hasa deraisa. But Chazal assert psika under certain circumstances. So the Mishnah says, on daf, ayin beis, and that's where we start. Ein poiskin al peiris ad shiyotza hashar. Yotza hashar, poiskin al pish ein lezeh yeshel zeh. And there's so much going on here. So what this means is as follows. There's something called Yotza Hashar, and to have Yotza Hashar means there is a going rate of availability, and it's a lot, going rate and available. It's really two things. It's A, available, and B, there's a set rate. Okay? When you buy something from a meicher who does not give it to you, and he does not have it, so you go to him, and you walk into a shoe store, this could be very simple, you walk into a shoe store, and you know what size you need, and you want to buy the shoes, and he ran out. He ran out of the shoes. So he says, okay, so we are going to ship it to you, whatever it is, you pay now, and we'll send it to you, okay? So it's a psika, there's no sale, if you don't walk out of the shoe store with shoes, then you're essentially lending the shoe store money. But they have it on order, and they're going to get more, right? Or they can get from the competitors, they have all, but the bottom line is, right now, the shoe store doesn't have these shoes. So the Mishnah says, if it's Yotza Hashar, now in many industries, Yotza Hashar is very easy to understand because there's an MSRP and everyone keeps to it, right? Let's say the appliance industry and more of the higher end brand, there's a rate that this is how much we sell it for. We can't sell it for less, and therefore this is what we sell it for. So you walk into a shoe store, you walk into an appliance store, he doesn't have it. He says, if you pay me now, we'll send it to you as soon as we get it. So is it mutter, is it aser? So the Mishnah says, if it's Yotza Hashar, which means it's readily available, and it's available at this rate, which means it could be purchased for this. The lekeach could go buy it for this. The lekeach can go to the next shoe store and buy it. There's a rate. There's a standard rate, and that's what he's paying. The halach is it's mutter. Ein poiskin ad shi Yotza Hashar. Yotza Hashar, poiskin. Once it's an available item, and there's a standard rate, and this is the rate that you're charging. You're not giving below the rate, because then we'll see, it doesn't work. But you're charging the rate, which is the standard rate. He's not getting it cheaper because he's fronting money, advancing money. He's advancing money, and he's getting it for the rate that it is available out there on the market. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Afal pi she'ein lezeh yesh lezeh. Even though he doesn't have it, someone else has it. Who are we talking about when we say Aval Pisha Ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh? Who are we talking about? We have two parties here. We have a lekeach, who's a malva. The meicher, the seller. Right, the seller. The seller can get it. Now, what does it help if the seller could get it or can't get it? That's the question. We're just going to hold that question for a second, because it's not clear what exactly is that heter. But there's a heter that we know that the meicher can get it. Even though, again, I'm fronting money, and I'm walking into a shoe store, and I'm not walking out with the shoes. I'm walking into an appliance store, and I'm not walking out with the appliances. You're walking into the stroller store. Some of the, many, many of the Rabbanim don't want people picking up strollers till they have a mazel tov. So, but they want to reserve their stroller, so they pay for it, and they don't walk out of it. They don't walk out with it, or it's out of stock. They have more in order. They're getting it. You could go to the next one. They have it. So does Yotza Shah. He can get it. If he can get it, it's okay. But we're not explaining why that helps. But we know that if the Moichah can get it, it's okay. And now, we're going to skip to page 6. And page 6, we have Taisus that adds a whole other element. And this is Taisus Adav Samach Bezim and Beis. And Taisus says, Ava Pisha Ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, which is Taisus, forget about the whole Gemara. Taisus is quoting the Mishnah. And Taisus throws in another nekuda, another point. The Aval P Deloy Moshe Chachitim. He didn't buy the chitim, right? And we'll just swap it out with shoots, because I don't, right? Or whatever it is, food. Ein Zeh Ribis Kibin Shem Hayabo Moichel Lachzor Hayakoy Bimishapar. Right? And you'll see this play out again and again. Rashi doesn't really usually bring it down. Sometimes he does. Other Rishonim do bring it. But what this means is that the Moichel is locked into the deal. In a sense. Now, there's no kinyan. Mois is any kainos. When you give money, right? When you give money, you're not kainos just because you gave money. Especially if the guy doesn't have it.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. But even if the guy did have it, if you give money, you're not locked in. You're not locked in. So there's no kinyan. Imkolze, Tosfos throws in a svara that there's some sort of transaction. And what is this transaction? You need to follow through. In Chosh Mishpat, we call it Lahamid Es HaMekach. Lahamid Es HaMekach means you have to follow through with the deal. So he just throws this in, and we're going to move on. What exactly does this do? We're going to come back to it. Okay, so now we have a loch that the Meicher could get it somewhere else, and the Meicher can't back out. And now you come to the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to come with a whole other angle. And now we're going to try to explain what's going on, and then we'll discuss all the many, many applications of this halacha. And this is a Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel. And this is Gemara, at least, is more open and explanatory what's happening. The Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amr Tervayu, my time Amr Rabban and Paiskan al Sasha Bashuk. Why did they say a person's allowed to make up Sika? Sika means you're allowed to advance money. This is on page 9. This is on page 9. And why are you allowed to advance money? Which means you should not be allowed to advance money. You're advancing money. Now, we didn't speak it out, so we should just speak this out quickly. What's the problem of advanced money? Where's the ribbis? Where's the extra? You advance. Let's say we look at like a halva. Okay, so you paid extra. You paid early, and you got your shoes. And the answer is shema nisyaker. Maybe the shoes will go up. See, money doesn't fluctuate, but items do.
Items do.
So the shoes go up, and you locked in a price, right? So the shoes when you came in were $80, and now the shoes are $100. And why do you get to pay $80? Because you advanced money. You advanced money. So it has a tsuris ribbis. It has a form of ribbis. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so what difference does it make if it's readily available? The guy himself doesn't have the shoes. Ultimately, you advanced money and you got a better deal. So the Gemara says as follows, Rab Rav Yosef de Amri Tevayu, my time Amr Abon and Paiskal Shah Shabashuk. Now, we know that the Mishnah says the reason. The Mishnah says the reason. Because the Meicher can go and buy it somewhere else. But the Gemara is focusing on the Lekech now. And the Gemara says as follows. Afal Pisha Einlai, even though the Meicher doesn't have, the Amale, who's talking here, the Amale? The Amale is the Lekech. The Lekech says. Now we have a new person talking. The Lekech has found his voice. And he says, Shekila Tavuska Vishadya Achizri, which means, take this added benefit. There's an added benefit here. What's the added benefit? The price went up. Right? The price went up. There's an added benefit. The Lekech says, you could take your added benefit and you could throw it away. Maya, honestly, you didn't help me. Ihavali zuzi biyadi, because I had money. The Lekech had money. And we know it's readily available. So did the Lekech ultimately gain by advancing money? The Lekech went to the shoe store on Clifton Avenue. I'm sorry, I'm just going to use what I'm familiar with. The Lekech went to the shoe store on Clifton Avenue and they just ran out. He could go right around the block and he could buy it from the store. It's Yotza Shah, it's readily available and it's a set price. So he comes in and the shoes are $80 at this point. At this point in inflation. It's $80.
Today.
Okay, fine. So, well, it should be a shy that lasts at least a few days. But let's assume that that's the case. So, If not, there's no shayar. Then it's like gasoline. So he walks into the shoe store, and he could buy shoes for $80. And he advances the money, and now when he picks it up, it's $100. You know what he says? He says, I gained by giving you money. I had the money in my pocket. I paid you the money. The money's in my hand. Yeah. Instead of giving you the money, I walk around the block, and I get it for $80. So comes out that I didn't gain by fronting money. So if I didn't gain from fronting money, I fronted money, but there's no ribbis, right? Because there's no issur to lend someone money. On the contrary, the Torah says, "Kesef tal v'sami." Lending is good. So you can call it agar. You can call it. No, now this is a terminology the Gemara uses later. We'll get to it. It's something called agar nota. Agar nota means the reward for someone holding money. There is no agar. It's just nota. You fronted money, but there's no reward for fronting money. I had the buying power. That's really what it is. I had the buying power to buy these shoes for $80. I didn't need you. I didn't need you.
I didn't have to go to a different store.
Huh? Not everything in life is monetized. You understand? But the Gemara does bring certain advantages that you got, and you have to deduct it. You're not wrong in your philosophy, but that's not called a monetization that you have to walk around the block. You can go somewhere else. So the Gemara says, Bezula. Hini and Shili are other markets. I could have gone to other markets.
Why does it say Bezula?
Zula means Zula of the Yoker of later.
You mean I could have originally gone and bought
the original Zula. The original Zula. I had the buying power to get it Bezula. So it comes out, I got no advantage. Again, we were saying that a Malva has an inherent advantage, and the loive is at a liability, and the malva has inherent advantage built in. I had no advantage. I had that ability to do that. Okay? So this is what the Gemara says. Now this becomes somewhat of a mystery because this is not what the Mishnah says. Right? The Mishnah says the Malka can go somewhere else. And the Gemara says the Lekeach can go somewhere else. And Taisa says there's a Mishapara. You can't pack out. Right? This is very sosim, and I explain this as best I can. The Beis Yosef says, and this is a very important thing, because when we're going to get to the halachas, all these factors are going to play in, and I'll show you different cases that have different svaras, right? But so far we understand. It could, but it's not. It's not. If you look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah, which you might not have, but I don't need to have it, but the first Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amid Beis, you'll see. The Rashi throughout the parak says, Yochol ha-meicher liknois b'moiz halalu. Again and again, the taich of the Mishnah is referring to the meicher, and everyone who read the Mishnah inherently understood that. It's referring to the meicher. It is referring to the meicher. But if you don't believe me, you'll check Rashi. He says it.
He doesn't have a supply chain issue, like he can get his hands on it. And get
who does?
The meicher. Could get his hands on it and get it to you. You're just not demanding that he give it over to you right now. It'll
look okay. Are you asking? Are you?
I'm asking.
What's the question?
Rashi saying that the mocher can go over there and get it. It means he doesn't have a supply constraint or something. He could get his hands on.
That's the definition of Yatzar Shari, is that he can get it.
But you little cat are not demanding you go and get it and bring
no,
it.
No, you're not in a rush at all. You're not in a rush at all. As long as you get it. But the Gemara, the Svar Lahatir, the Gemara folk, the reason why it's mutter, the Gemara explicitly focuses on the lekech. And the mission talks about the mocher. And if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kuf, Ayin Hey, the answer is, Moivra Avoisai, that they are both 100% true. Both 100% true, which means as follows. The Moicher cannot be at a disadvantage, and the Lakeach cannot have an advantage. And really, this is built on the Gemara later. You can't even have it one way. Which means the Moicher has to be able to say that there is no inherent liability for me having to give you a more expensive item, because I also could have done what you did, what happened. I also could have taken your money, converted it. It's Yatzar Shar. I could take your money, convert it into shoes, and give it to you. The Moicher has no liability. And the Lekeach, he's not gaining, and the Moicher is not losing. You need them both. You need them both. Okay? Now I'm going to give you a case. This is a very classic case, what happens all the time. You have this happens, so often. You have we'll just focus on a shoe store. You have a shoe store, and they run a sale. And the reason why they run a sale is many times because they have overstock at the end of the season. And it comes a point when they run out. in the middle of the day, but people are still coming in. So they're honoring it. They're honoring it. Okay? So what happens is, you pay, and when it comes in, you can pick it up. If you don't pay, you don't get the sale. That's the reason why we made the sale in the first place. We're trying to raise cash here, right? So, and today's the last day to sale. So people are paying, and then they'll get it when it comes in. We'll ship it to you, or you can come pick it up. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, we have a psika, okay? Now, the moicher, even though it's a sale, let's keep cheshbon here. So let's say the shoe is usually 100, and the sale is 80. The moicher pays 50. So the moicher, even though it's a sale, it's below the market, it's below the shar, the moicher still gets it cheaper. For a wholesale, the moicher gets cheaper. The moicher is not losing money. But the lekeach can't go anywhere. You understand? So the mishnah doesn't apply to every case. Because what happens when the moicher can get it still at a profit? So the moicher is not losing money. But the lekeach cannot go. What's the lekeach say? The lekeach says, my Hannes, I can do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. They are below the shar. If you go around the corner, they charge you the full amount, $80. And now you're paying 60 or 100, and now you're paying 80, right? So you have sometimes one without the other. Now what happens? And that's us, sir. You need both. You need both.
Is that a Zman Rav issue?
What do you mean Zman Rav?
That what? Always requires a long period of time between the time of payment and the time of delivery in order for it to look like a halakha. But if I'm giving you the money and you deliver it to me in 3 days or 4 days, as soon as I...
So you're saying it's not even a halakha?
It doesn't even cross over into...
It's 100% a psika if the guy doesn't have it. Today. It's 100% a psika. See, that's a great question. That's a great question. I'll tell you what happens a lot.
You guys are offering everything, even if there's a 1 day delay.
What do you mean we're offering everything? Tell me what you're saying.
That's broad. You're telling me.
Psika, yeah.
Once you accuse me of it, you're telling me if it ain't low, then you can't do it.
If you're below the market, the lekeach can't get it at this price.
Right. In your case with the shoes, where it's below the market, the lekeach can't get it.
Okay.
So, but in order to cross over into the line where it's a psika, which looks like it might be a halakha, and not just a simple sale, I gave you the money if you got to deliver it in 10 seconds. What if there's a 10-second delay for you to go to the back room?
We don't. I said if you don't have it. No. All right. I'm happy to inform you that we didn't ask for everything. There's a thing called yeshloi. Yeshloi means you have it. And we're talking about when you don't have it. You don't have the goods.
But if it comes in tomorrow, you'll call the distributor, he'll sell it to you tomorrow.
If you don't, I'm making a very clear black and white distinction. Either you have it or
you don't.
That's it. That is the distinction Chazal make. And I'm going to stick with that. It doesn't make a difference when you're getting it. Now, what happens when everything is uniform? The price is MSRP. It's Yotz HaShar. You walk in and you lock in a price. Yotz HaShar, Mutter. Al Peshenel Zeh Yeshul Zeh. But you don't give the full amount of money. You give 50% of the money. And this happens all the time. The Lekeach says, and then it goes up. And the Lekeach says, My Hannes. Because what? I could have bought it somewhere else. Not with 50% of the money. And the Meicher, he says, Yachalikus b'moyis halalu. I could have gone. I hope Hashem was at Yeshua said. Yachalikus b'moyis halalu. The Meicher could have gone somewhere else. Not with half the money, right? So it's a fascinating thing because the Paiskim say that a deposit is not called a psika. There's the famous Marsham in Siman Reish Tes and Chayish Mishpat that there is a point that you're allowed to put a deposit down just to show good faith that you're really going through with the sale. That's not called a psika. That's a deposit.
There's no
Mishapara. Oh, no, there is a Mishapara deposit. There's a Mishapara. But there's no, because it's not called that I'm advancing money for your use. It's just a show of good faith. Okay. All we're trying to do is make a Mishapara. I'm not trying to put money in your pocket to keep you more liquid. I'm just trying to show good faith that I'm not going to back out of this sale. I'm sorry? It does not matter if it's refundable or not. The amount of a deposit is assumed to be somewhere between 5 and 10%. And if you look in the price, I'm just telling you, more than that, like 50%, a lot of market, a lot of industries, that is no longer a deposit. Now, you're keeping this guy liquid. And now you have a problem on your hands. If it's not Yotah Shah. Okay? So, it comes out very interesting. You have to keep track of the money. If you make a deposit, it's permitted. If you pay the full amount, it's permitted. When I'm talking about Yotah Shah, people can get it. Right? You walk into the store, they're out of strollers, you'll pay for it anyways, it's coming in. They're ordering it, I can get it no problem within a few days. No rush, right? Fine. You pay the full amount, it's mutter. The Melchior can get it, the Lakeach can get it. Everybody is totally fine. The Lakeach can get it, the Melchior can get it, everyone's fine. The Lakeach is it's mutter. But if you're somewhere between a deposit and a full advance, it becomes asa. Because you lose these svaris, these two svaris of the Melchior and the Lakeach saying that the Melchior is not at a disadvantage and the Lakeach is not an advantage. Now, what exactly is Tosfos coming to say that it's a Misha Parah? So, if you look in the Achronim, in the Mishnah, the Kveger, the Beis Meir, they say a very important point. I'm not gonna really focus on it, but it's important to know this, is that this whole halacha is only because it's Derech Mekach. Now, Derech Mekach means it's done in the context of a business transaction. This whole halacha that the Lakeach says, I'm not losing, and I'm not gaining, and the Mekach says, I'm not losing, it's only because it's Derech Mekach. If we would call this Derech Halva, it would be Asher. Because Halva is always Mechama. And when you go through Paragat and Eshech, you'll find about six times the Gemara says, Shani Asim, Shani Halva, Shani Zvini. Halva is always Mechama. Why? Halva is actually closer to Ribbis. How do we define if it's a Mekach or not? Says Tosfos, you have to hit a point that is a Mishapara. Mishapara means that it's highly unethical to be Chayza. Now, even though the Mekach doesn't have it, Zak Tosfos, there's still a Mishapara because it's Yatzar Shah. Okay, so that's a very good question. We're not there yet, and maybe we'll get to it. I don't know if we'll have time. Okay, so my Rabbi Sai, I'm just going to go through various basic cases. You walk into a suit store.
So it's a simon with over
Mishapara. It's more than a simon. It's more than a simon. You could say it's a simon, but I don't think it's a simon. I think it's actually a transaction. It hits the point of a transaction, and therefore you can't be chayzer. It's called a kinyan l'inyan Mishapara. That's the lashon of the Gemara by Satumta, and I that's how I understand it. But you're not wrong. I just don't understand like that.
Let's say you don't know if the Mishapara it has the issue. Let's say it's like e-commerce, you're already online. I don't know if it's the issue or inland by the Mishapara. You're buying something online, it's on sale. I'm paying now. I have no idea if the Mishapara has it in stock or doesn't have it in stock.
So what can I do?
I'm gonna get it in a month from now.
So if you don't know, I for sure don't know.
Can I buy something online? On sale.
And you know what's here?
I have no idea.
Why would you think he doesn't have it? It says he's out of stock?
I mean, what do you mean? People do it all the time. They say there's a 4-month delivery, then you're buying a piece
okay.
of furniture.
Okay.
You should not be able to buy anything online.
I'm not saying that.
I'm saying that.
Okay.
because I have no idea if the seller has or doesn't have it. If he doesn't have it, then it's going to go okay. up in a month. By the time I get it, because it says they're 4 months.
It says deliveries in a month.
Yeah.
So it's Mashmeh doesn't have it.
What?
So it's Mashmeh doesn't have it.
No,
deliveries in a month, I would assume he doesn't have it. What is he sitting
obviously.
On? He's not paying storage for you. I'm assuming he doesn't have it. So you're saying, what happens when you buy it from a Yid, and it says he doesn't have it now?
No,
and it's on sale. So very good. We answered the Shaila. It's on sale. It's not Yotzer Shah. He doesn't have it. I'm happy to help. Let's move on. I can't. So this case answered. So, you walk into a suit store and you buy a custom-made suit. And if you buy a custom-made suit, they charge you full.
Of course.
And they do charge you full, right? Okay, so now I'm challenging the Olam. How can that be mutter? It's not Yotza Shah. It's not readily available. Because if it was, you wouldn't get it custom made. This is custom made. So it's unique. So it doesn't exist. It's not available. You're locking in a price.
It doesn't go up.
Who said it's going to go up? So we'll just call it a day. Why are we here? Why should it not go up? Everything seems to go up when you learn the Gemara. Shem and Isiaker. So it could go up. So if it could go up, it will go up, it sounds like. And today's day and age, it's surely like that.
Definitely
going to
go up.
Definitely going to go up. Not Shem and Isiaker, Vada and Isiaker. So how does the custom-made suit industry continue to thrive under the rabbinical noses?
It's like the clay.
It's valuable to that guy, and it fits. It's not going to be valuable to anyone else.
It's only valuable at that price because so, it's going
to
fit.
So these two people are engaging in ribbis only to them. So why is that okay? I have a problem with that. That's what Rabbanim do. They don't mind their business. They say, we have a problem. What are you doing? If he would not front the money. It's very simple. He's... pick your poison. He's fronting money. Hold on. Sorry? Who has? All right, we'll do it again. My rabbi say, once again, we'll repeat the facts. A fellow walks into a suit store. I don't know what they call it. Over here, and there's a bunch of custom suit stores in Lake. One's called Fino. One's called, I don't have to go through it. He walks into Fino and he buys a suit. The lag from the purchase till delivery is 4 to 8 weeks. Okay? He's fronting money, I assume.
We measure him and everything.
We measure him. He walks out. He does not walk out with a suit. But he walks out missing money because he paid in full.
It's Geishloy, that's why. If you had Geishloy, how do you get a custom suit? That is what Geishloy is.
So the answer is, it's not Yeshla. They order the material. No, I'm telling you the material. They don't just sit with all the material. It's not a factory.
If they have the material, that would be Yeshla?
They order the material. It happens to be, you happen to be right. The halach, let me just go through this. The halach is, if it's mechusa gimel melachis, it's not called Yeshla. And this is zichach mechusa gimel melachis. So it happens to be, it's not Yeshla from the fact that they have to build the suit. You happen to also be wrong. They do not carry all the materials. They pull it together. Okay, so what's the correct answer, my rabbi said? Why is these suit stores allowed to operate? And when you go and you purchase Sfarim shanks or custom-made anything, you don't walk out with it, you pay. And if you're only paying a deposit, so then we say there's no psika, because I was already stating my sham. But anything more than deposit...
10% deposit.
So you're saying that's not an Eitzah. Okay, I agree. So, my Rabbi Yisai, this is a very important halacha. Kuf, Simen Kuf, Ayin, Gimel. This is the only way I think it's mutter. I don't know if you have it. It's in Kuf, Simen Kuf, Ayin, Gimel, Siv Zayin. And the halacha is like this. Kol Zeh B'Dover Sheshu Masa Yedua. This is a very important hetzer to keep in mind. It's only Asa Psika when the price is known. The price is known means is that
general market value.
You have soybeans, there's a price. You have tefuah, there's a price. Commodities. Now, bismanenu, in the post-industrial revolution, if it's not custom, it's also not shemas yedua. A watch has a price. A regular suit off thing has a shoes have a price. It's not custom. They have a price. MSRP, it's a price. If you go with the MSRP, so. B'chaygavna, that it does not have a specific price, which means you look at the suit and there's no way to know the price because there's comma v'comma different variables. A person buys a suit, it could be many, many different prices depending on what he did with this suit. It's custom. So the way I understand it is, kol zeh b'dover she shumasin yedua, avalim ein shumasin yedua, afilu ein loy. Even if he doesn't have it, which means, or in line, it's layot tasha, shari. But bovad bestam am beloy b'mefar. So here's a very important point that we're going to focus on just for a second.
There's no one for such a suit.
Kenzain. So we'll just get to the full halach over here. If you're buying custom furniture, and the custom furniture, even if it has a brand, it doesn't mean anything because it depends exactly how you customized and what you did with it. So the price is simply, there is no market. The item doesn't exist in a mass form. So the halach is, even ein loy is permitted. However, zok shulchan aruch, avaloy b'mefarish. You can't, on top of that, because the whole heter is what? There's no ribis nicker. You can't be mefarish. Mefarish means, you walk into the custom-made suit store, and they tell you, this is how it's going to be. If you pay up front, it's less of a rate, and if you pay later, then it's a little more. You can't do that because if you're mafarish, then the ribbis is nicker. This is very negeya to.
Definitely
I'm sorry? The heter of Ein Shumos when you do it is that we and you and them and no parties over here really see ribbis. They don't see ribbis because we don't see that you're paying less against a market. It's inherently doesn't have a market.
What if he pays tax like a generic brand?
I'm sorry?
You buy, you dance, you're the guy with the green guy, both beasts. And he takes back with the Walmart.
I'll get back to I encourage all questions. Let me just finish the thought because I'm not talking about brand items because brand items are shumas and yidua. And shumas and yidua means it's not an item that exists in a mass market way that we could see that when you're receiving it, that price no longer reflects what it should, which means you're getting a better deal. In other words, you go to the shoe store and you lock it in. You lock in the $80, and now the price went up. Since the price went up, and we know shoes from this brand was $80, and now it's $100, we see ribbis. But what about when the entire thing is custom? There is really no market that reflects it. Now, there's a wonderful Avnei Nezer.
Fino sets a price. They give you the custom package. $500, you get a suit and one shirt.
So then it's not custom. That's a good question. But what I'm saying
that's
is...
what they do.
No. If it's a standard, then you're right. But if you walk into a thing, there's a million different variables.
Not for the $500 package.
So then, essentially, then I don't know.
There's a shot for it.
Then there's a shot.
Yeah, but it's aimless. It's aimless. There's no shot if you can't get it now.
Not available.
The definition. Okay, so that then. I'm talking about custom. I'm not sure what you mean. I'm not sure what you mean.
You walk in the casino, they offer you a $400 suit. They obviously have various different lines of suits that you can get.
It's picked out. But you have to basically take.
There are 400 means from these sets of fabrics. We can give you a suit. You can do whatever you want in the suit.
You can't do whatever you want. It's impossible. They won't do that. It's limited. It's limited choices.
Okay, either way.
So now.
Either means that means they're sticking the price.
So could you do that?
And then there's a
so could you do that?
I don't know.
I would think you can. But if you can customize it and the price is not set, then look how you could. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry?
If that's the way the business is normally run, I walk in, you measure me, you order the fabric, I buy.
So Chazal said there's no such thing as the way business is run. You pay when you take it.
There's no, it's not like I pay you now.
You're paying up front. How could it not be agonizing?
Oh, the guy's giving you a discount if I pay 100%.
He's not. He's locking it in. He's inflation proof because he paid up front. That is Agarnota. That is Agarnota. That's what the definition of Agarnota is.
Until the end, he would charge me more?
He wouldn't charge you more. The price would
sell it to me.
The rate would go up. His supply will charge more. He's not taking the loss.
He wouldn't even make it.
What do you mean he wouldn't make it? It makes no difference.
I'm making it because I pay him now. All these other cases, you have a situation where my honestly or my hopefully is that
you're lucky.
I'm giving you the money. You manufacture the product. You don't manufacture the custom suit before the guy walks in.
Right. Right. So, but the answer is because he's upfronting, because he's paying upfront, he is completely inflation proof. Then it has a tourist of it's psyche. Like that's a shot in like.
What? Say that he's paying for the fabrics and
you could maybe
to,
maybe.
And he's hiring you to he's paying you for the work.
Right. It could be you could split it. You could split it. But that's not what's happening because you're paying for everything. Okay, fine. This is just a. What happens? But Rabbi, say what happens when sometimes you have a brand that allows the item across the board to be discounted across the board, which means let's say you have an appliance. Let's say this is negated more by higher end appliances. So everyone sells it at MSRP, and then I'll go under. It's called MAP. It's MAP protected, right? Minimum advertised price, and you can't go under. And then they give it for a certain day, you'll have to go under. Okay? And then the store runs out. This also happens all the time. Right? The store runs out. Right. So what do? They keep on taking. And then they ran out, but they're still taking orders. Right? Because they're allowed to, meaning they're not getting in trouble with their supplier. Usually the supplier doesn't let them on sale. But today, Black Friday, certain kufos, usually by the chagos, they're allowed to go under, so they go under. If they run out, they keep on taking the sale. Are they allowed to do that? So the answer is l'chayra, is that day the shahr is less. They're not selling it on sale. The shahr for today is less. The problem is when it gets delivered, the shahr for sure will go up.
Yes.
Are you allowed to do that? If you know the shahr will go up. It has a wrinkle here because you know the shahr will go up. What's the heter? What's the heter of Right. So the answer is again, bidyuk, bidyuk. Exactly what I'm saying. It's exactly right. Bidyuk. The lekeach is the lekeach at an advantage by fronting money. If he goes to the next store, they're also on sale, and they didn't run out. If they ran out, then it's loyatzar shahr. But they did not run out. The shahr went out, and the meicher. What about the meicher?
He's also fine. He's not paying.
He's still making money. He's on the wholesale rate. Bidiyuk. He's not losing money. So no one's at an advantage or a disadvantage. So in such a case, it would take be mutter. So if there's a sale across the board, right? If it's an individual sale, l'chayr you can't take money. If it's an individual sale, which means this store is on sale, right? Then the lekeach's at an advantage if he buys it here. Then you can't be paisik. If it's a
if it's an individual sale, but they have many different like Emporio has five print stores.
Same thing. They make a difference. Exactly. It's awesome. Yeah, because they're out. Oh.
Oh, I mean, this store doesn't have it. They're gonna get.
Okay, that makes no difference. That's actually over. That I have it. It's in the warehouse. Oh,
each store is self-owned by.
Okay, then they don't have it. Very good. You see what? You gotta make
it
mine.
You
have it all figured out. If they have it, it's good. If they don't have it, we have the formula. You'll speak to them and figure it out. If it's franchised or not. So the fact that a warehouse owns a third party is not a game. It's completely out.
Yes.
So you be shaking whatever I'm sika. Okay, so l'chayr you shouldn't follow through with that. Okay. When you have l'mashal, you have these campaigns. I don't know if they're popular anymore. They used to be very popular. These Kickstarter campaigns. Imagine a yid. You know, you're familiar with Kickstarter? It's like social funding. So I'm explaining what happens. What happens is you have a guy that comes with an idea, and everything is lined up to do it, besides the fact that he has no money. But the idea is so great that he knows that the people who will be nana from this idea, they would fund it by fronting money. So what happens is he puts it out on this platform called Kickstarter, and he says, "I have this idea. I have a collapsible hat box. Finally, and everyone needs a collapsible hat box."
Yeah.
Well, of course they have it because they went on Kickstarter. So now so the fellow says, "I have a collapsible hat box. I need $50,000. Okay, so I need $50,000. So I'm going to charge $50. If I get enough people giving me $50, I'm going to make a run, and then when I have it, I'll give it to you." What's the halacha?
It's an investment. Because if he doesn't, he's going to give you money back.
So that's a very good point, but it's not an investment. It's a mecher. An investment means you have something in this company. It's a good point that you stand to lose money. If you go through the Gemara and Eisen
Eshes, I've done it. I didn't get the product. And I didn't get the money.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you're lucky because if you would, you probably would run over a psika. Okay.
All right. Say you're safe.
Say you were safe. See that? He's like the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. I mean, in your business dealings.
I've been insulted by it.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, my rabbi said, this is the basics of Yotz HaShar.
Finish that case.
Which case are we talking about? Oh, very good. So we're talking about Kickstarter. So, obviously, it's lo Yotz HaShar. That's obvious. It's lo Yotz HaShar. Because it doesn't exist. If it did exist, you're ripping the people off. You're telling people you're inventing a new thing. It doesn't exist. So you can't take money on this. Because the supplies go up, and then you have to charge more. And you locked in a price with your funders, right? And there might be an inherent ribbis here.
Your
many times... I'm sorry?
The price the guy charged me is the shahr for this item. Anybody can buy it. Nobody else sells it.
There's no shahr if it's not available.
Available. Just
not available. You didn't make a run yet. Now I'll tell you. Now I want to tell you something very important, because this was a funny story that happened in Judaica Plaza. If you made one prototype, of the collapsible hat box. I don't mean a yeshivish prototype with straws and plastic straws. Right. I'm talking about you ran a working prototype. This would be something that you could sell. So now it's called Yeshloi. You have one. It's Yeshloi. You could take 100,000 orders, one at a time. If someone buys two, you have a problem. But if 100,000, you only let one person buy, one person at a time. 100,000 people can buy your collapsible hat box, and everything's mutter, because it's Yeshloi. Yeshloi means you have it, right? When we start the Mishnah, Afal Pi She'ein Lezeh, the Meicher doesn't have it, someone has it. If the Meicher has it, hold on one second, let me just finish my thought. If the Meicher has it, then no sugya, no problem. So, if the fellow has a working prototype of his collapsible hat box, then the Kickstarter campaign is good to go. As long as you don't sell two. If you sell one, to every guy that buys, you have Yeshloi. You don't have to fill the order, right? You tell them, I'm not filling it for 3 months. That's why it's a psika. If you fill the order, then it wouldn't be a problem. I'm sorry? Both sides. Yeah, both sides. Now, it's a funny story because this happens many times with pre-orders of books. And there was a book. It was a Rebbetzin. They made a book about a Rebbetzin. And they ran out. They got very limited. They were taking pre-orders. This was a farm store in Lakewood. Now, are they allowed to take pre-orders? No one has it yet. Are they allowed to take pre-orders? No. So they had one. And they put a thing not for sale. And they were only selling one at a time. And they said it's very limited quantity. One at a time. And one day, the owner and the two Jewish workers went to Davin Mincha. And there was a Gentile who was taking over from south of the border, who was running the store at that point, and someone called and they said they want a copy. And he said, what in the world? Why are we not selling this copy? What do you mean not for sale? It's for sale. And he sold the copy. Whoa. And 2 weeks later, after more pre-orders, thousands of pre-orders, they realized that their one copy was long gone. And they had a big, big problem and they had to refund them all. Because they lost the heter of Yeshloi. Isn't that a great story? I'm sorry? They're not. I don't think so. No, the guy never got a valuable book and there was no shot. Okay, what else are you going to do? Yeah. Is that... Okay, I'm sorry. You seem very troubled. What can I do for you?
No, I should have been clear.
When we discussed the Beis Yosef, that the Lekeach has to have no advantage and the Meicher can't have a disadvantage, it's the Sugya of Psika by Einloi and Lo Yatzashar. If it's Yeshloi, there is no Sugya. That's it. There's no Sugya. That's it. There is no Sugya. I'm sorry. What can I do for you? No, you have one prototype. I'll explain you how it works later. Don't worry about it. No one was deceived. You had a prototype. You have to have a prototype. It's what we call a proof of concept. All right, I'll help you out when you want to run a campaign. So, all right, my rabbi said.
If the price doesn't go up, can you still do the orders of the book?
It's a good question.
If it didn't go up.
You did it, Be'isser. You did it, Be'isser.
By mistake.
Oh, Puerto Rican sold it.
It's a good question. I've debated that. But when you find out before you get the orders filled, you can't sit and wait around. Because it might go up.
Let's see what happens.
There's no let's see what happens. Oh, then refund them.
I'll refund them if it goes up, and if not, I'll fill the orders.
Okay, maybe. It sounds like you have to refund them. I mean, so every case do that.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so you just... Well, very good, he's wrong.
The Mishnah,
because the Mishnah says it's Aser. Because Shemun is Yaker. Chazal Aser. My right for Rabbi Sai. Chazal Aser the transaction. That's it. Okay. That's it. Huh? Because in Hilchis Mekach Umemker, if you mechuyev lahamid es hamekach, and being mamadis and mekach might be equal ribbis, they forbid such a transaction. That's it. So you have to undo it. That's the Kenyan of Mishapar. My rabbi said, I'm just going to discuss a few more things. Because I want to go...
You just killed the whole condo.
That's it. Why?
When it's finished being built, it's going to be worth only between the condo. I'm going to just sell it to me for $500,000 now.
So they don't take the full amount of money, and people say that... And I'll tell you how it works in Lakewood. They specify that the money being given is against the land.
I mean, what's the qualifier as a buyer?
It's not, they don't take the full amount.
Let's say Eretz Yisrael, where they don't own the land.
Sorry?
Eretz Yisrael, nobody owns the land except the government. Guy builds a condominium, you pay me now, it's $500. You pay me after it's built, it's going to cost you $1 million.
So you have a psika. So some people want to say that it's ancient Muslim, you do it. Real estate has too many variables. Every dira. And every side, the north side, the south side, the views, the floor level, the size of the porch, it takes your muscle in your door.
So why are they trying so hard with the condo, but they didn't try hard with the custom suit?
What do you mean they tried so hard? I told you, that's the ancient muscle in your door. I helped you out.
By the custom suit?
Yeah, ancient muscle in your door. I was one, that's when we brought it up, ancient muscle in your door. Yeah.
By the custom suit,
well, let me just move on, because other things he wanted to bring up, and then we could open it up to the public. My brother, boy, say... This applies not just to Mekach HaMemker. This applies not just to Mekach HaMemker. This applies to other forms of commerce. So if you have a... I'm assuming... Are there weeklies in Miami? Like advertising weeklies? Okay, it doesn't make a difference. There's something called a... Well, let's say an advertiser. They want the back page of the Achikala Weekly. And the back page costs $1,000, which would be about $45,000 a year. They don't print this a week. But if you buy them all, and this is the way they run them, if they buy them all, they're not going to charge you $45,000. They charge you $30,000. Now, this bothers me because I've seen it, right? You understand the case? You're prepaying and you're getting a discount. Now, I've seen in multiple Svarm something which I believe is incorrect. Now,
Very good.
The theory of quantity. The theory of quantity, I believe, is complete misdirection, incorrect, and I'm going to explain to you why. And it came to a point where I thought I was making a mistake, but I bumped into one of the Mechaber Svarim, and I think I was not making a mistake. I think I'm right. And I'm just going to tell you what I think. There's the Costco effect theory of quantity, and that is that when you buy in bulk, it's naturally cheaper. And therefore, the Svarim write that essentially you're not getting a discount, it's not a hazala, it's just is actually cheaper because you're buying more.
And I paid up at once for it.
Discount.
But that's the problem. Who cares? There you go. That's exactly. You know what? You find. It's funny. There was a guy wrote. I don't know. I have time to do this. Okay. Someone else made a different mistake. B'nai Gaya, this Costco theory. Because the Gemara says if you buy Chamishim Naki Choda. And then someone steals it, right? This is a Shiloh. When someone steals, you pay. You have a store. Someone comes and mazik your thing on the shelf. He pays you wholesale or retail? Good question, right? So the person said, I have a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that if I buy Chamishim Naki Chada, I buy 50 minus 1. I pay 49 for these dates. And then I sell it Chada for $1. Someone comes and steals it. The whole group of dates, he pays me Chamishim Naki Chada, pays me 49. So you see what? You only have to pay wholesale. And that's not a mistake. Because he stole the whole thing. So he pays retail. But the whole thing retail is 49. The theory of Costco is correct. However, it's lo yatzah hashar and it's ein lo. So who cares if you're Meisel? Because you can't advertise next week and the week after and the week after. Because it's for sure not availability due to the constraints of time. We're not there yet. It's very simple. No? It's lo yatzah shah because it's not available. And it very likely will go up. And tech goes up. So if we have a subscription for a magazine or for a newspaper, and they say, if you pay for the year in advance, you get it cheaper. And then they say, but it's not a hazola because you're buying wholesale. It makes no difference if it's hazola or not. Because every time when you buy lo yatzah shah, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis, when you walk into the store and you buy the shoes, you're not being moizel, you're not getting cheaper. You're getting it for the right price. But what's the chash? Shema nesiyaker. So who cares that the Costco effect is... I believe it's confusing people.
How could you pay any subscription to the
So we're.
It's all us, sir.
Okay, so the answer is.
It's us. Can we not agree to be a house all together? Even the
description. So, meaning, so hold on. See, meaning, I have to answer you because the Torah says subscriptions are mutter. But the truth is that they charge you by the week.
No, but if you sign up 1 year, I get you. If you 2 years.
So then they have a head to ask. Then they have a head to ask. That's the answer. But then I'll do it at head to ask. Push it.
They have a head to ask, or you didn't sign it.
They oh, listen, they have a Eskah Klali, the Atet I know has one. They have that disc. Yeah, well, this is a different day and a different time. We'll discuss how these Het Eskah works. But without a Het Eskah, you have a major problem. Unless you can tell me why there's no major problem. Because you're insinuating there's no major problem. Okay, fine. So,
but they already know that they will do 12 issues. They know
the set price
for the week.
It's not. I think you would agree that today, 40 volumes of Yated, with the, unless you tell me they're so far behind, but 40 volumes of Yated for the next 40 weeks is not available right now.
Right.
So it's all Yatzah Shah. You heard it here. This is the best. I'm going to take you if I go with me. Well, if you pay week and month, it's not a problem.
You get the cheaper rate because you're...
Forget about cheaper. I don't care about cheaper. You're locking in a price. You're locking in a price. And if you get it because you lock in a price, and now you are inflation proof, that is exactly what Chazal were talking about. Chazal were discussing inflation, and they said, if you front money and you make it inflation proof, you have a problem. That's it. They were talking about this. There's nothing I can do. I can't help you. They were talking about purchasing.
You pay up front for the whole year. It's not the same.
I agree with you. He said you pay up front. That's what he said.
He said there's no inflation with the magazine. You're calling it a prepayment this summer.
Here we go again.
This is what a year.
Prepayment means you pay before you get it.
Every week it's going to cost you more.
Right.
This is what a year costs.
The definition of a prepayment.
One by one.
Okay. The definition of a prepayment is you pay it before you get it. I don't know how you get around it.
You prepay,
that's
it. Yeah.
That's what prepayment means. You pay before you get it. Okay, so I think these things are a major problem. Now, when you have, my rabbi said, when you have in the workforce, when you hire a worker like a musician or a singer, and he wants to be paid up front. So again, it's to a degree, it's ancient muslim yidua, because they could charge different amounts. Now, if they advertise a rate and the guy says, if you pay it up front, I'm giving you a discount, that's treif. That's zikha treif. Because you're mafarish. You're not allowed to be mafarish. But when you have skilled workers that don't advertise their rates, and you have to call, he wants to know where it is, what's the crowd, what type of music you're looking for. Again, it starts becoming ancient muslim you do it. It's not a standard rate. How big is the family that we're taking the pictures for? How many pictures? It starts becoming custom. It's Ein Shemos and Yedua. If he's Mefarish, and he says, there's two ways to do this. You pay me by the wedding, it's X. But if you pay me now, when you're booking me 3 weeks before the wedding, 3 months before the wedding, then I will give you a rate. That is exactly what the Halacha says. Bovad Stam Avaloy the Mefarish.
Can you say Ein Shemos and Yedua by all service?
No, you can't, because if the guy advertises his rates, then that's the end of that. Yeah.
So you say you order a refrigerator.
Yeah.
You pay $1,000 for it. It comes in 3 months later.
Okay.
But now the market is flooded and the refrigerator is only worth $700.
Okay.
So is that ribbis for the?
No, it's not ribbis at all. But how did you do what you did? How did you do it?
Because at the it was a market.
Really, what was your hetter to do it?
No,
huh? What was your hetter to make such a psika?
Yeah. Well, you needed to buy a refrigerator.
I understand. But what was the hetter to make such a psika? There's an MSRP, and it could have gone up.
But it could have gone down.
So now you're asking a question on the Mishnah. Why is it also maybe it'll go up, maybe it'll go down? That's your question.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fair question. So some of the Mefarshim say things usually go up.
Generally.
And yeah, and some Mefarshim say, who cares that it can go down? If it goes up, it's ribbons. Therefore, we forbid it.
And if it goes down, what's that? Just a
mock. I'm not even sure what the question is. You're not allowed to do this transaction. You're not allowed to do a transaction that might go up. That's the answer.
And if he has one,
Rabbi Sai, there's something called a... There's something called in camps an early bird special where if you pay up early... I don't think they charge you full. Okay, very good. So he says... Very good. Let me tell you something. I want to tell you... Rabbi Levine, I want to tell you something, because you're having issues with the formulas here. You could never take a refrigerator and slug up a Mishnah. It's never going to happen. So what you're going to have... So what you're going to have to do... What you have to do is apply the formulas. If they have a refrigerator, it's yeshlei. If they don't, then you only could take a deposit. If they don't have, and you're not taking a deposit, and you can't go to the other store, then the Mishnah talks about it, and the Mishnah is also say, refrigerator? That's not a good question. I will not field any more of those questions anymore. He's going to move on to ovens. What about an oven? Who's working for you? A pile that starts working right now.
I hire a contractor to build me a house.
That's a pile. Why did you say even not a pile? Then you said a pile.
Anytime you buy a condo, why don't you have that? Why do you have money? You would have to have that.
That's not a contractor. That's a sale. That's not a contract.
It depends how
it's structured. Generally, the difference is if you pay for the goods. If you pay for the cost, and then it's cost plus, then it's a contract. But if not, then it's a sale. LaMarshall buy a custom suit. He's also working. But you don't pay for the goods, it's called a sale.
So let's say a Pesach program, and you want to pay 6 months in advance, and it's going to give you 1% off.
I don't know. I don't think you pay for that. I think he's working to make that he can make the sale. It's really, you know, you're getting into the whole Schar Shabbos abuse scandal that the Baal Koira is taking Schar Shabbos, and he says that he prepared. Now tell me one guy who didn't prepare, and they think, oh, you didn't prepare. You know, he's just as good, right? It's a word like that. It's a total scandal. Yeah. Huh? I think we covered the basics. Wow, you want to bring something up? Well, hold on, my Rabbi said, I want to just review. Rabbi said, when you're fronting money on a psika, it might go up. There's a chash and ribbis. If the meicher doesn't have the goods, then the only reason why it's mutter is if you easily get it for that price. The lekech and the meicher both are not at advantage / disadvantage. If the meicher has it, sugi is over. If he has one copy, sugi is over. He can sell one at a time. All right? If he has one of them, right? That's it. And there's another heter called Ein Shumasan Yedua, which means it's not a factory produced many, many, many items and there's a set price. This is a unique item. In the furniture industry, LaMarshall, a lot of customization goes on. I would think that would be Ein Shumasan Yedua. You're ordering a kitchen, I would think it'd be Ein Shumasan Yedua. Now, I want to just say, the Avnezer says that the heter, and I think it's a big problem. The Avnezer says, and I read it, it's in Reish Yud, and Mechari's right, that this is all benigeya when it's not nikkur the ribbis mitzad the ketitza, which means we know it'll for sure go up. This is all negeya when they're not in the zman of hyperinflation. That's what he says. Which means, if we know across the board everything's going up, over every 6 months it's going up, it's going up, it's going up. So Zokta, what does it help in Shemos and Yedua? Whatever it is going up, he says there's no hatter. And that causes a lamunker. Hopefully, I guess, this is the end of the inflation. Next 6 months, no more inflation. But we know there's going to be more inflation because they keep on raising the rates, the Fed. So it's going to be more inflation. Oh, yeah? There's always inflation? There's always inflation?
It's like 2 instead of 10, though.
Early bird special. Again, that it's more than a deposit. It's more. We're talking about more than a deposit.
You can go to camp, Jack.
You pick it up now. No, I'm saying the question is.
No, they want you to pay.
Pay. Oh, I have another heter. The camps use another heter, but it's not going to help all your cases of fridges. But the camps the camps, and this is specifically to camps and yeshivas, many times, and also sometimes advertisers for newspapers, the camps say that we need people, and we want you to pay so we have people, so we can get people, because the oilam goes where the oilam is. So we have to have oilam to get oilam. So therefore, the camp will say that we will not use the money. Ooh, I'm locking up the money. Then there's no halvah and there's no problem. That's a new hatzah. We didn't discuss that. If you take the money, but you don't need it for your cash flow, and these checks are not being cashed, or they're being cashed but not being used, the money is waiting. The money is sitting here. I will not use it. You're not funding me. So Svarim say that it doesn't have its surah of halvah, because the definition of halvah is it's lahitza nitnu. So sometimes camps say that. They just need people. So they're throwing these early bird specials to get people. I don't know why they're taking all the money then. Just take a deposit. They tear it to the choshesh, you'll be back out. They don't want you to back out. So they're holding the money, but it's not helping their cash flow. If that's the case...
But you say that by subscriptions, they need to show advertisers that we have this amount of people that get it every week. So they don't really need the money. They need the people to show... people how many subscriptions we have. So if you call up the attend and say, you know, you put my money in escrow until the end of the year, if they would say yes, theoretically.
So then you'd have the same type of head. Right. And they would say, we would, but our accounting doesn't, we're not misudah, so maybe it would work. Right. Oh, because they're just not misudah. But a lot of times, like builders, like other things, it's to run their business. They need the money. They need the money. And many times these appliance stores, they're running the business like that. My rabbi said, you're not a captive audience. I think we got through the basics of Sikha. You're a wonderful, wonderful crowd and a wonderful island. I think we got clear. I'm sorry. Yeah, so we have breaking news.
No breaking news, but tomorrow, if anyone has any questions, not for the shir, but after the shir, there's going to be like a discussion of with Rabbanim about certain questions that come up in the business world. If anyone has specific questions, they can approach me or a singer and give them the questions.
Okay, we're going to get to that tomorrow.